5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What do you do in your house when no one is around? Seems to be a real generational divide as to whether or not you should watch porn on a large TV or a phone. Maitland Pro, smallest screen possible. Is that your shame? Is that why it needs to be on your phone?
No, it's just because I don't have a TV in my room, and I'm not going to masturbate in my living room.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, who would do that?
Well, I just have a love seat, because a big couch wouldn't fit. So it's just a comfort thing, really.
Sounds like that'd be perfect for that then.
Yeah, it's kind of made for it.
You don't know me.
We don't. This one from Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm pretty embarrassed about this, but here goes. When nobody's around, if I have to pee really bad, but I'm too lazy to walk upstairs, I'll go in a bottle and toss it outside through a window with no screen. It's funny. All those steps taken in my laziness, I could just go upstairs.
Yep.
But I don't.
Sure could. incel stuff right there.
When my spouse isn't around, I'm in the house alone. I like to watch cattle hoof trimming videos on YouTube on the big TV.
That's when I know it's time to go to bed, is when I'm scrolling TikTok and you get to the cattle trimming.
Is that a farrier? Right,
I gotta go to sleep.
A farrier does horseshoes, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Might be the same person, though.
Could
maybe
be,
handles both.
This text from Birmingham. 50-inch 4K HD porn. I finally found the man in the little boat. Don't knock it, ladies. It's educational.
50-inch. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Come
you
on,
upgrade.
Rookie.
Yeah, you stand next to it and watch it all day.
At least it's 65.
Yeah, you can get a 100-incher for like $100 now. It's ridiculous.
We're talking TVs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100-incher, you're going to pay a lot more for that if it's not a television.
Let's see. 1-800-947-3979. Tommy's right. Banana suits. We were just alerted to a mosh pit by someone who looked like Waldo.
Oh,
apparently,
that's cool.
Yeah, Tommy's right. And also, he sent a video of that fever dream he was talking about. There was definitely a child that shouldn't have been there, terrified of that weird clown.
Yeah.
What is going on with that? 1-800-947-3979. By the way, we did look it up. It was motionless and white.
Blasting death metal and working out naked in my garage.
Working out naked doesn't offer a lot of appeal to me.
No.
No. Slaps around a little too much.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It is a weird sensation, and I've been like this because I was kind of like Maitland for a long time, and I still am mostly kind of almost a never nude. I would very rarely leave the bathroom without clothes on. And when I get home, I'm not one of those people that sheds clothing. Like if I'm wearing jeans, I'll probably have jeans on until I go to sleep.
Oh what? God. You don't immediately put on cozy clothes when you get home?
No, I'm comfortable in the clothes I'm in. Like I just,
you
it
keep your socks on
me.
All day?
Oh yeah.
What a psycho.
Definitely. But when somebody's not around, it is like a kind of a fun, weird sensation to go to places in your house naked you wouldn't normally go. Like the garage. Like there was a time I was going to take a shower and I go, oh, dang it. I had just bought some new soap or whatever and it was still in my car. And I go, ah, oh, I got to go get that. I'm nude though. Could I? And of course I can.
Could I?
But you have to, like, well, let's see. Okay. And so you go, you know, walk all the way across the house, which in a ranch house is it's long. And so going into the garage and you go, I'm in my garage nude. This is so weird. Like it feels so strange.
I was in the last time we were off, I was in the garage naked because when I was about to get in the shower, the sprinklers started going and I knew it was going to rain that day. So from the shower to the sprinkler module is a long ways away, but I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Same as you, Hot Wings. I'll walk out there nude. And I got there and right when I got to it and opened the door on the sprinkler module.
Yeah.
Sprinkler module.
Mm-hmm. The garage door started opening.
Oh, no.
I had apparently ordered an Amazon in-garage home delivery.
Oh, no.
So I had to hide.
That is precisely.
Yeah, he almost saw your sprinkler module.
Yeah. Look at that module.
Okay, let's see. This is Donna in New Jersey. Hi, Donna.
Donna.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yes. Yeah. Is your
What's
name
your
Donna?
Name?
Where'd you get? No, it's Sarah.
Sarah?
S-A-R-A.
That's not Donna at all.
That Tommy wrote, Tommy spelled Sarah, D-O-N-N-A.
It was already in there.
It's just one N. It's just one N. Yeah, that's where the mistake is.
It's only one end and one end and Sarah.
Sarah with one N.
Yeah.
Tommy, pay attention to that. All right. What happened? What did you hear?
So I was asleep one morning and I wake up to this moaning and groaning and I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I keep hearing moaning and groaning. And I'm like, it sounds like a freaking porno and I can't figure it out. Well, all of a sudden I follow the sound and it's coming from my boyfriend's Bluetooth headphones. Because he's downstairs watching porn on his phone, and he didn't realize he was still hooked up to the.
So he thinks he's being quiet downstairs with no sound, and it's all blasting. Oh no! Did you tell him?
Blasting me, waking me up. Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
I ran downstairs. I'm like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
Because you know. Yeah. I figured if he's doing that, I might as well go interrupt and
go join in. Thank you, Sarah, or Donna, if you prefer.
Donna.
Let's see. Last time I was alone, I went to the beach during the day alone. Then I bought a bunch of frozen pizzas, ice cream, and fudge. Then this was before I went to Redbox to rent movies. I came home. I watched it all nude on the couch with the dog while drinking as much as possible and ate all of my frozen pizzas and ice cream. That's like every vice mixed into one.
I don't like the idea of having no barrier between my bunghole and the couch cushion. It's I still need a buffer there. Like you got to at least put on a towel.
Yeah.
Like
like a blanket, something.
Yeah, I don't want direct grundle contact, no matter how clean I think it is.
All right, this text, I'm going to need some more explanation. Okay. My roommate and I have been living together for 12 years. We're in our 30s. He goes to pick up his girlfriend, so I run in his bathroom. I run in his bedroom and fart and make it smell in the middle of the night when he's sleeping. She comes into my room and we do kinky things. Should we tell him?
What
are you talking about?
Did Tommy write that?
I don't know.
So you go and you fart in his room.
And then, that like alerts her to wake up and come into your room and do kinky stuff?
You 69 his girlfriend? What?
Huh.
Again, this is when you're home alone. You got it all wrong, man.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.